This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Houston sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Clint wants to say something.
Clint does?
Got a text, boys.
You did?
I got a text. One of my quarterbacks is actually at Missouri.
Okay.
He's in the meeting room with him.
Yep.
It is Andrew.
Okay.
Is the official
Andrew
answer.
Locke.
Andrew Locke.
So they go, like a lot of schools do, they go with what the colloquial name that you use on a daily basis is, as opposed to the government name on his birth certificate.
I think nowadays a school that does not allow these players to be called whatever they want to be called is probably at a disadvantage.
They probably went to him and said, what would you like to be called?
Come play quarterback and we'll call you whatever you want.
You lead the SEC in touchdown passes.
That's right. Duke can sling it now.
Yeah, he can. What do you think of this season's, just in general, last season's crop of quarterbacks was the talk of the season because five of them wind up going in the first round of the draft.
Yeah.
This feels like one of those seasons we're going into where the names are a little, I don't want to say the names are a little more obscure, but it feels like there's a little more prove it to me that needs to be done with some of the quarterbacks in this class.
Yeah, I think so. That's the way it's rolling, Sean. I mean, I think, you look at what's going on at Georgia with Jacob Fromm. He's a guy that true freshman just took his team to the national championship game and the head coach comes out and essentially doesn't back him as a starter because they signed the number one or number two recruiting the country in the Fields kid this year. At Alabama, you've got Tui
Tagovailoa,
whatever, mm-hmm. however you say his name, him and Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is 24-2, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's more of the storylines about the quarterback rooms this year to me than it really is the big name quarterbacks. But there's no doubt about it that Andrew Locke at Missouri is one of the tops out there, man. There's some very, very interesting rooms and stories to watch. I don't know that the crop's going to be near what it was last year.
Right. Is Khalil Tate eligible for the draft?
I think after this year, if he wants to go.
Yeah, just curious.
He's different style of quarterback,
yep.
obviously.
Yep.
The other two names that come to mind, just talking about names we've seen bandied about as possible first-rounders, Will Grier at West Virginia. What are your thoughts on him?
Funny story about Will Grier. I won't throw any names out there, but when I really liked him at Florida. I picked Florida. My first year at the network, I picked Florida to win the East. And they hadn't done well in a few years. New coach. Well, I obviously did my due diligence, and I studied the background of the coach and what his offensive style was, what Will Grier had done in the past. Will Grier came out of, I believe it was a private school in North Carolina or South Carolina. I'm not sure, one of them. But it was a new private school, and he threw for thousands and thousands of yards. And everybody said, well, that was just because he wasn't playing the opponents weren't very good all that. I said, look here. You throw for that many yards, you catch a snap and make the right decision that many times and throw for that many yards, you know what you're doing on the football field. You're ahead of guys that haven't done it. Trust me, I was one that quarterbacked 1 year in high school. I was so far behind, it wasn't even funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew he would be good, but I had guys tell me, he's not big enough, he'll never play. Now all of a sudden, they're talking about NFL.
Heisman candidate. Right, and it helps when you're in Dana Holgorsen's offense.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. The play caller, I don't care how talented you are or you're not, the play caller will make a significant difference. But I like Will Grier. Will Grier is that feel to know the game and move in the pocket and lay the ball when you need to and see the – he just has a knack for playing the position. It's really fun to watch him. A lot like Baker. Same type feel.
As long as we're on this, just real quick.
Yep.
Jared Stidham at Auburn.
That's the one I was going to
get to. Who I feel like made a ton of improvement last year.
Love Jared Stidham at Auburn, but that was more of a, to me, that was more of a fit. Gus Malzahn is a lot like Chad Morris at Arkansas and Chip Kelly, wherever he may be. I know he's at UCLA now, but when he was at Oregon, it's more about they can do more with the guy that can just service the passing game, can just throw the quick screen and throw the deep ball, but is really dynamic with his feet. That's typically the guy that does the best, and they win the most games in that system.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was more, can Jared Stidham and Gus Malzahn, can they mesh well enough for that run-pass power spread offense to work with a pass-first guy? And so Stidham did a great job of – stepping in that role and really throwing the ball to win in an offense that had Nick Marshall won in that offense, Cam Newton won in that offense because they could run.
Yeah.
Stidham
yeah.
did it because he could throw. I still don't think they're going to win a national title because of the inability to run with the quarterback, but he is no doubt when it's all said and done, that dude's going to be at the combine. And you're going to be talking to him about the top three quarterbacks.
Wasn't Malzahn at your alma mater at Arkansas?
Yeah, man, Malzahn. When I was playing,
high school,
when I was playing college ball at Arkansas, he was the head coach at Springdale High School
with Mitch Mustang.
They had five Division I big time offers, big time athletes in his senior class. Arkansas signs him. Four of them come to Arkansas. And, you know, him and Houston Nutt butted heads. It never was a good fit. They won a bunch of football games.
He was the OC, right?
He was the OC, yeah. And that was with Darren McFadden and all those guys. And they won, I believe they won 10 games that year with Mitch actually played some. Casey Dick played quarterback. They had a quarterback shuffle going on, but they would put D-Mac, Darren McFadden in the backfield as a Wildcat guy and do his thing. Gus is awesome now. Gus is a hell of a coach.
Yeah,
now.
They had that. It was Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, and I think Peyton Hillis might have been in that
those,
backfield,
those are your
too.
Those are your three NFL guys.
Ridiculous backfield on that Arkansas team. All right, speaking of college football, my all due respect story.
Yeah.
We've seen that college football, a lot of schools have gone, traditional schools even, have kind of gone off the grid with respect to uniforms for special games. Not all the time. I think there's certain schools that they do it. That's their gimmick, is to come up with a new uniform every week. And it's acceptable in those places. Like Oregon, we saw Baylor do it under Art Briles. Yep. Places that maybe don't have a deep, rich tradition with their uniforms.
TCU does a little bit of that.
A little bit. But I don't consider any of those schools, including TCU, like a blue blood. Like Ohio State did it last year.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Penn State has done it yet, but they probably will at some point when that's one of the most, the white helmet and the white uniforms and the black shoes.
Iconic.
It's iconic. You know, Texas is an iconic uniform. USC, I haven't seen USC go off the grid with a specialty uniform. But I will say that I have been disappointed in my alma mater over the last 5 years that they have succumbed to the enticement, the intoxication of the almighty dollar when it comes to specialty uniforms for the Shamrock Series games. And Clint, if you don't know, I went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, I picked it up.
And they may have done the most disgraceful thing that they could possibly do with the Notre Dame uniform for this upcoming season's Shamrock Series game. For those who don't know, the Shamrock Series is a neutral site game that they play every year in a big, iconic stadium. They played one in Fenway a couple of years ago.
Yep.
I think they play one in Lambeau Field coming up in a couple of years. They play Syracuse this year in Yankee Stadium, in the new Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I kind of like this trend of neutral site games that are at fun places. I'm cool with it. We've seen Northwestern play a game in Wrigley Field not all that long ago. And that's all well and good if you want to play those neutral site games and use a special uniform, I guess, as long as it's not bastardizing the beauty of the dark blue with the gold helmet. But they've bastardized it a few times. They slapped a big green shamrock on it 1 year. They're doing crazy things with the numbers and the color scheme. What they are doing for this game in Yankee Stadium is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, look at that.
What is that?
That's the uniform Notre Dame is wearing.
It looks like somebody needs to turn the light on.
You want me to hit? Well, don't look at the helmet. Look at the color scheme of the uniform.
Pinstripes?
Dark blue. Yankee
pinstripes.
Colors with Yankee pinstripes on the sleeves and with the Yankee cursive saying Notre Dame on the front there.
Could you get me one of those?
Get one yourself. All right? Look at this. I'm going to pause it. I'm going to pause it when you can see the whole thing. And I know this is radio. Look at that. Look at that. The blue and gold of Notre Dame is
awesome.
It's just dark blue with, it's blue and white, and that's it, with Yankee pinstripes on the uniform.
Sean,
that is gross.
You have to acknowledge, and I know why you're saying what you're saying, and I get it, but one of the biggest fan bases for Notre Dame football resides in New York City.
Yeah, you know what? Not everybody likes
Notre Dame
the Yankees.
Is huge. Yeah. I grew up in Brooklyn, and Notre Dame was always in the headlines in New York growing up.
Well, I get that, and I get it that probably if you were to take a poll of the Notre Dame fan base and ask them how many of them are Yankee fans, probably a lot because of those are two big national front-running type of brands. But
and there's a lot of people in New York, by the way.
There are, but I wouldn't say that a majority of Notre Dame fans are Yankee fans. In fact, I would say that it's probably, they may win a poll, but it's not like it's more than 25% are Yankee fans.
They're going to sell a lot of those.
Yeah, they will, and they're going to piss off the other, I hope, the other 75% of their fan base, like me, who is now embarrassed that their school not only bastardized some of the great traditional uniforms, iconic uniforms in college football, but they did it with this team.
I'm a huge advocate of the uniform, alternate uniforms, and but it does amaze me sometimes. And this is the time. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. This is a time. It amazes me what some of these schools come up with. Like, you sat around a table and made a several million dollar decision, and that's what you came up with. Arkansas did it a few years ago with a faded numbers that were – it was a charcoal, dark charcoal color with some white fade and some red fade. It was absolutely awful. Now, I say – I don't believe – I believe people – I would buy a ticket to that game right there to go see the Notre Dame uniforms that I saw growing
up. You would?
Absolutely. Not that. That disappoints me. If I bought a ticket and showed up, and that's what I saw take the field, I would be disappointed.
Yeah,
but Sean, you're allowing. Look, if people may not know this that are listening, you grew up loving the Red Sox and hating the Yankees. This is why this offends you.
No. You know,
so now,
Red Sox,
now
man.
We go to flipping stones and the story changes.
No, this is a little bit, Rich.
Oh, Rich,
don't climb inside my brain and tell
it's
me what I'm thinking.
You hate the Yankees.
Of course I hate the Yankees, but
I don't think all Notre Dame fans hate the Yankees.
I'm not saying they do. Here's my issue with it is when they bastardized the uniform before, it was still a Notre Dame uniform. It was just a different color scheme of Notre Dame. It's piggybacking off of anybody else's brand that bothers me. This would bother me if they went to Philadelphia and did it with the Phillies.
I'll grant you this is an unprecedented departure for Notre Dame.
That's the problem I have. Notre the fact that it's the Yankees is extra salt in the wound, yes. Okay. But if they went to LA and played USC in Dodger Stadium,
right,
and now all of a sudden Notre Dame's out there with Dodger blue and they're doing their font for the Notre Dame is in that block letter. Or LA, yeah. That would bug me. It's the combo.
But you know they're not going to do that. This is a nod to their New York fan base.
In a nod to another, I think Notre Dame putting themselves on the level of a Yankee iconic brand. It's Notre Dame and the Yankees and the Cowboys.
But the Yankees are never going to change. The Cowboys are never going to change their uniforms.
Right.
I agree with you, Sean, that Notre Dame is one of, let's say, 10.
Yeah.
You know, 10 schools out there that, one, they don't need to.
Yeah.
But secondly, you're a national brand already. I'm a big believer in, again, I'll go back to Arkansas because that's where I played ball, but I'm a big believer that Arkansas needs to have an alternative uniform that eye pops. That
it dudes in California, the younger generation.
You betcha. And dudes in California go, what?
Yeah.
Let me check. I've had kids that I've worked with that, like Oregon, I'll ask them, hey, where would your top schools go? And it'll be anywhere from Texas to Arkansas, to right down the middle of the United States. And all of a sudden, Oregon pops. I'm like, what the hell? Oregon?
Right.
And they're like, man, them uniforms are
sick.
So you can't tell me it doesn't work.
No, it does
but
work.
Notre Dame's one that doesn't need to do it.
That's my point. I don't have a problem with alternate uniforms. I have a problem with blue bloods that have great uniforms doing it for what is clearly a cash grab.
100% agree. Yeah.
You think you're mad now. I think you're about to get angrier.
Why? What
because,
are you going to show
because
me?
Because Brad, our web guy,
yeah,
just texted me a picture of the full uniform. Have you seen the full uniform?
Well, just in that video I showed you.
But that, I believe you only saw upper body in that
video.
No.
The one where the guy's walking across the screen, I saw the whole thing, but it's a little fuzzy. Is the whole thing pinstripes?
The pants are full Yankee pinstripes.
Yeah, yeah. See, Rich,
blue and white,
Rich,
full Yankee pinstripes.
My issue.
The entire set of pants is Yankee pinstripes.
I know you're talking about my childhood Red Sox fandom. And that I hated the Yankees. I hate that they're comboing with a baseball uniform more than anything else.
This is
else.
Too much. I'd be much more okay with it if it was just the pinstripes on the sleeves.
That's
gross. All I saw.
That's not even good. I don't care who it is. That's not a good alternate.
This is the definition of bastardizing the uniform.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Syracuse now. Go Orange.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.